The federal government says it's working to bring down power prices. Well, gas is part of that mix, and gas prices have continued to rise. Part of the problem is the amount of gas going to export, but that's not the only issue. And now the competition watchdog is speaking out, putting pressure on state governments to do their part by opening up more gas fields. Isabel Rowe reports.
Australian Competition and Consumer Commission boss Rod Sims says homes and businesses in eastern states are still paying too much for gas.
There is a lot more gas in Australia that can be produced for around about $7. That should be happening because the difference between $10 to $12 gas and $7 gas for Australian consumers, households, is really important.
The competition watchdog boss used the gas industry's national conference in Brisbane to remind major companies that it's watching. The East Coast gas shortage is being caused by a number of factors, including a ban on gas mining in some states and the tendency to export locally extracted gas overseas. Rod Sims warns the problem will worsen if something doesn't change.
Do we need more tenements coming onto the market? And we need companies who have gas to get on and produce it to bring lower prices to the domestic market. And I guess the other point I've been making is if large companies don't do that, they shouldn't be surprised if they have the threat of further intervention.
To try and bring transparency to the problem, the ACCC publishes something called a netback price, which indicates what gas suppliers should expect to pay. When the federal government first asked for that figure to be made public in 2017, gas prices dropped. But now the ACCC says they're creeping up again. Economist David Llewellyn-Smith also watches the netback price and argues it should be enforced.
The domestic reservation regime we've got in place is being ignored by the LNG exporters and the government. Like, they're not enforcing it. And so we still, you know, have a gas price in Queensland that's over $9, where it should be below $5. So for starters, you know, what the federal government should be doing is just enforce the existing agreement.
Some states are making moves towards more gas extraction. Queensland Energy Minister Anthony Lynham used the gas industry conference to announce new exploration areas.
3,700 square kilometres out for tender again. We truly believe that more supply, more players into the market will keep that downward pressure on gas prices.
And that's been welcomed by industry leaders who blame gas mining bans in other states for the shortage. Santos CEO Kevin Gallagher says part of the answer would be the approval of a controversial coal seam gas project at Narrabri in northern New South Wales.
Narrabri gas can be produced at a lot lower cost of supply, than we would have thought only 3 years ago. When we look at that today, we would say that when you add to that, you take away the cost of supply from Queensland, that can be materially lower cost of supply gas to New South Wales markets or the southern markets than gas coming from Queensland. And certainly a lot lower cost than importing from the LNG markets.
The ACCC says while the stalemate between governments and the industry continues, it's manufacturers and households that suffer.
Isabel Rowe with that report.